Okay, so today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masechta Sanhedrin. We are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. Ein rochem al suso ve'ein yoshen al kiso. No one is allowed to ride on the king's horse. No one is allowed to sit on his chair. Ve'ein mishtamshin b'shabito. No one is allowed to use his scepter. Ve'ein roman al sokeshu mistaper. You're not allowed to look at him while he's getting a haircut. Ve'lokshu orum. No one is allowed to see him undressed. Ve'lok beis amerchas. No one is allowed to see him in the bathhouse. Shenemar som tasma lech melch shetei maso alecha. That it says som tasma lech melch. But we learn that you always need to have a certain ema of the king, and that would be compromised if people saw him in compromising positions. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Dine Mamnus Peshlosha. When it comes to Dine Mamnus, we said you need three dayanim. So how do you pick who the three dayanim are going to be? So Zebar Lo Echel, Shem Bar Lo Emro Echel Devre Meir. That one litigant chooses one dayan, another litigant chooses another dayan, and the two of them choose a third dayan. According to Meir, V'cham Rom Shnei Dayanim Bar. Not the two litigants, but that the two dayanim choose the third dayan. Rameir holds each one can say that he refuses the other one's dayan. The chum say if you have grounds for dismissing the dayan, you could do that. But if these are kashra people and they're known as expert dayanim, you can't just passel the other guy's dayanim. Meir holds each one can passel the other guys. That's only if you could show that they're krovim or psulim. But if they're kosher, then you can't possibly passel someone else's edim. So the Gemara explains that this is talking about where a baldin says, "I have shtei kite edim. I have two sets of witnesses," and he brings the first set, and the baldin that's against him. It comes with someone else and says that they're apostle. So Mary says, so he could join with someone else to apostle them, and he's not considered nogea be'edos because there's another set that's coming to testify against him. And if that set somehow never shows up, so that's the other guy's problem. And the Rabbanan hold that even though the guy had claimed to have two sets of witnesses, if this is the only set that's in front of us right now, the baldin is absolutely considered a nogea be'davar, right? That must be the case. The case can't just stop me that someone is suing me and he brings witnesses and there's a sheet that holds that I could just passel his witnesses just like that. Then I'm obviously an okay bedover. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. In Parak Bey's Mishnah, hey, we said that a person has to always have emas hamelech, and therefore you can't sit in his chair or ride on his horse, and you can't see him in compromising positions. And then in Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, we said that you choose the basin of three by each litigant choosing one dayan, and then a machlokes Rameir and the Chamim, who chooses the third? The two litigants or the two dayanim, and we had machlokas from Meir and the Chamim whether each one can passel the other guy's dayan without a proof or only with proof that there's something wrong with them, and the same when it comes to each one passeling the other guy's edim. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.